Sky Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
And a big week with the Duke too. There's Sammy Says Heat Says Finals right around the country. How are you, Duke?
Very well, thanks, Cozzy. You're dead right. It's been an absolutely massive week of greyhound racing, and it continues into this coming weekend as well with the final of the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic to be run at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Good morning, listeners. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds, this 24th day of October, and our special guests this morning include leading trainer Jason Thompson, who had an absolute night out at the Meadows on Saturday evening. Albert Gleeson from the Chase newspaper will join us. Dave Gleeson will talk about Shimmer Song in the Geelong Cup, and Jason McKay has got two very strong chances in that Vic Peters Classic with Ando's Mac and also Mr. Twister. Last Tuesday evening, racing resumed at Lismore with heats of the Lismore Cup. Macharlie Mia and 29.48 blew the track record away. That track is on fire at the moment. Took 0.3 off the old mark. It ran 48. Major jackpot for Robbie Cook ran 29.49. Mahi ran 29.61. And Lady Abigail, 29.68. There was a very emotional win at the Meadows on Wednesday afternoon when Joe Borg's chaser Promises Kept took out the Group 2 Tab Great Chase Final. On Friday evening at Geelong, the Group 2 Geelong Gold Cup heats were staged, and then Shimmer Song was the fastest heat winner. At Kennington on Saturday evening, three heats of the Group 2 WA All-Stars. Cobra Clutch the fastest there. At Wentworth Park on Saturday night, we had four semi-finals of the Vic Peters. Clocks Ticking beat its kennel mate Wicked Warrior in 30.11. Ando's Max set the time standard, running 29.65. Reviewer for Gary Williams ran 29.98. And Mr. Twister gave Jason McKay a double, running 29.94, beating Ben Teke. And then, of course, on Saturday night at the Meadows, we had the Group 2 Top Gun Stays burn one down, absolutely devastating, beating Ring the Bell and Come On Fantasy. And in the Group 1 Top Gun Sprint, Dundee Osprey for Jeff Scott-Smith took out his second Group 1 of the year, beating Aston Bolero and Pantera Nera. Joining us this morning on Going Greyhounds, leading trainer Jason Thompson. Morning, Jace.
Yeah, how are you, Mark?
Big night for you, mate.
Yeah, it's a good night. Yeah, very, very good night. Ordinary conditions, but great night.
I was going to say, it was a filthy night. I don't think I've been as cold as what I ever have been at the Meadows on Saturday night. The rain was coming down horizontal. It was about 6 degrees. And I said to you after Burn One Down won the Group 2 Top Gun Stays, I said, I think he's run 42.27, which to my mind was just amazing. I mean, you get a line through Dundee Osprey winning the Group 1 Top Gun Sprint. He went around from the eight box, but it was virtually untouched and ran 29.98. The track had to be at least 2 to 3 tenths off.
Yeah, actually, when you said the time, I thought you must have been hearing the wrong time, because I really couldn't have that he ran that. No, I didn't even hear what time they said he ran after the race. And when I got round and had a look at the board, and you were right at 42.27. I couldn't believe it, because there's no doubt. I think over 500. You put Dundee Osprey or run that race on under normal conditions with no rain, there's no doubt he wouldn't run any slower than 29.75.
No, not at all.
Slowest he'd run, and that's over 500. So I think, you know, had it been a normal night, no rain, I think he would have gone pretty close to the record, which is an outstanding effort by the dog. In a race like that, in a sort of final type race, he was devastating, and he's just an amazing dog.
41.93 is the track record held by Space Star, and it was set on a night where the conditions were really humid, that does lend itself to dogs running fast times. And as I said, for Burn One Down to run 42.27 on Saturday evening, I was absolutely staggered. Jace, he's won his last six straight. Obviously, his next mission, as far as the distance is concerned, is the Group 1 Boultrice, which will be run at Sandown Park on November the 11th. The heats kick off there. Have you given any thought to nominating for the four-dog Group 3 shootout field, which will be staged on November the 4th at Sandown Park with Burn One Down?
Yeah, I did consider it. I considered it before Saturday night, and after Saturday night, I just, you know, I've got no doubt in a speed series where he's going to out with, you know, with these flying, you know, sprinters that he'd match it with any of them. But I just, I haven't nommed him purely because I think in a four-dog race, he might just get posted back a bit too far, and I sort of don't want to dent his confidence too much by putting him around and only running over 500. I'm not saying he couldn't beat him, but no doubt he'd be giving them all a start, and they're all very strong dogs, you know, if one of them happens to find the lure. So I haven't nommed him, and I'll just save him now for the bulk race, and, you know, I wouldn't hesitate putting him in a Speedstar series again, but I opted not to go for the shootout right at the moment.
He's only a young dog, so you obviously haven't got to the bottom of him. He's only had 25 starts, 14 wins now, 6 minors. He's by Buck Fever out of Fancy Jaffa. He's one of Davy Pringle's breed, and if he, along with his wife Danielle, own the greyhound. Do you know what his limitations are, or does he continue to surprise you every time he goes around now? Because we've spoken at length about the maturity that he's shown in his last, particularly his last 3 or 4 starts.
To be honest, I'm blown away by what he's doing at the moment. To think that he's, you know, at his bottom, I don't think he is, to be honest. He's really come of age in the last, well, since the Sandown Cup, which he was just thrown in purely for experience. I think it was his fifth race, and straight into the Sandown Cup heat. But it was a good learning experience for him, and then we sort of went away from there and schooled him a bit in the country and back to Sandown in some lower grade races, and just brought him along, not slowly, but just progressed him along step by step. And to see where he's got to now, with the experience he's got, I think he's just growing with confidence in his racing. And if you see the dog when he gets to the track, he's bouncing. He just, at home here, he's quiet, and he, you know, he's just the most perfect dog you'd ever get. But you get him to the track, and he just loves it. He loves his racing. He's like a kid in a lolly shop. He's, you know, he just really, his tail's in the air, and he just prances around, and he just wants to be there. And I think, you know, when dogs are like that, in the form that he's in, and with the ability that he's got, you just don't know what they're capable of. And as I said, he just amazes me with what he does, and the manner in which he does it, because he doesn't make things that easy for himself at times. And even Saturday night, even though he got a nice run through, I do think at the winning post the first time, he was still probably 8 to 10 off the lead. And well, you know, he's very strong. I mean, the quality dogs in front of him, and you've still got to get past, you know, 3 dogs to win the race, and they're all good dogs. So the way he did it Saturday night was probably the best run he's ever put in, which is good going forward. And he's pulled up sensational, and we just hope he stays sound and healthy, you know, as we keep going through each race. And I'm hoping that, you know, he does find a little bit, and people enjoy him racing, because, you know, we just love him.
Well, he's got a 41.36 PB to his resume there at Sandown Park. Will he go straight into the Group 1 Boltrees without another run, or will you look to give him one prior to those heats on November the 11th?
No, I'll be looking to give him a race before the Boltrees. Where, I don't know, I'll just look through the calendar, and just more than likely either a 600-metre race in town, or they have quite a few special events throughout the country, in Victoria, over 650, 680. So we'll hopefully can find a race for him somewhere between now and the heats of the Boltrees, and that'll do him. We only need one race just to keep him ticking over, and then we'll head straight to Sandown.
Aston Bolero was good, running second behind Dundee Osprey in the Group 1 Top Gun Sprint.
Yeah, he was really brave. Had to work very, very hard to get to the lead, which I was pretty confident he would. He was always going to get a nice run, and I do think if he begins on terms with any dog that's in training at the moment, he will out-sprint him. And he sort of proved that Saturday night. Pantera in here is a fantastic dog. He's got heaps of speed, but I think Aston Bolero sort of proved how good he is to to work on the outside of him and go past him and find the front. But when he did that, as soon as I saw him hit the front, I was just looking back to, I saw a black dog get to third, and I was hoping it was Let It Develop and not Dundee Osprey. And when I saw it Dundee Osprey, I knew we were in awful trouble. And I was really proud of him that he held on for a really good second under bad conditions for him, and happy to run second to probably what I consider the best,
a very very good dog,
500 metre dog in training. He's a super dog, and he's going fantastic.
Yeah,
and
Jeff Scott Smith's done a great job with him. We've talked about 2016 being the year of the fairy tale, with so many of these trainers winning their first ever Group 1 event, and Jeff is in that category, but he's now won two with Dundee Osprey, and he's done a terrific job with him.
Yeah, he's very humble, and he's done a great job with that dog, and two might be enough for him. He only wanted one, I think, so he might want to give somebody else a chance in the Melbourne Cup, but he's done a great job with him, and kept him going really good, and I've watched this dog for most of his career, and he's kept him going really well for the whole year. Just a credit to him.
Talk about blokes being greedy. You happen to win three heats of the six Group 1 Hume Cups that were conducted there on Saturday evening. Boom One Down's little brother, Buck 40, he's come up with box one in the final, which will be held next Monday night. He's $3.30. Equal favourite with Pop the Cork, another one of yours, and he's drawn box three. And in between them, Aeroplane Tommy, also from the Jay Thompson Kennel, at $4.40. I spoke to Shoni, your wife, before Pop the Cork went around on Saturday night, and he had box seven. I said, gee, I'd love to see him ping out of the seven and set up a big break down the back straight. Lo and behold, he falls out, but then he put the afterburners on, and by the time they went past me, I was near the catching pen. He was running second. I thought it was a run full of merit.
Yeah, look, I didn't know what to think when he missed the start, because I was like you. I just thought, go straight to the front, get a break, and hopefully hold on. And when he missed a start and was back, I didn't know what he was going to do, to be quite honest. But he whipped around and really, really well, and with a smart run, put his head down, chased hard, down the line, and under the conditions, ran really good time. So it's probably he's been a bit in and out his last few runs and doing things wrong. And, I think the pressure the 500 metre races from bad boxes, it wasn't really agreeing with him. So to get over a bit of ground and not have that, immense pressure that he's been under sort of suited him, and was good for his confidence that run. And I think if he can begin, and he has, I think when he won a heat of the Australia Cup, he ran 501 or 502. So if he gets a start right, there's no speed in one and two. So I'm just hoping he does that, begins, and I'm sure if he did that, he'd be pretty hard to run down, because he's got his confidence back, and he's a really good dog.
Buck 40's in one, Aeroplane Tommy's in two, Pop the Cork's in box three. Who is the best of your three chances in the Group 1 Hume Cup final?
I mean, Buck 40's just, he's so honest. He's been fortunate enough to get some good draws in the right races and used them well, so he's probably, what he's going to do. He'll get straight to the fence. He'll begin safe. I'm sure he'll be up in the first two or three at the winning post the first time. But I suppose it's probably whatever Pop the Cork does. If he pings and leads well, I think he'd be pretty hard to run down. I don't think it matter who was chasing him. But if he doesn't, I think you get to that first corner and be wanting off, and that could allow Buck 40 to get a really clear run through, and maybe even lead. Who knows?
Now, you had a massive night, as I said, on Saturday night at the Meadows. You took out the Group 2 Top Gun Stayers. You took out three heats of the Group 1 Hume Cup. You also ran second in the Group 1 Top Gun Sprint. But for the family, it didn't end there. On Sunday afternoon, your son, Benny Thompson, one of the leading apprentices in Victoria, rode his first Feature Cup winner.
Yeah, well, to be honest, that probably, I would have happily gone to the Meadows and not won a race, to see him win his first listed race on Sunday. It was, it was a prouder moment as I've had in racing including any dog races that we've been fortunate enough to win, to watch him do that in a listed race and, you know, fight the finish out with some of the best jockeys going around. And the horse was under huge pressure, 200 out, and he sort of, you know, people that don't know a lot about racing, to do what he did where he had the whip in the right and switched it to the left, and probably, you know, that's was a winning move to, you know, that helped the horse win the race, was just amazing. He sort of showed maturity beyond his years, and every week, you know, don't worry about the dog surprising what they do. I mean, he does. It's great watching him ride because it gives us something to watch other than that. You know, takes your mind away off the dogs, and I just love watching him ride. Doesn't matter where it is, and the same rider that winning yesterday was that just topped. And like Christmas, Easter, the whole lot in one.
Yeah, and he doesn't forget where he started from. He was there with you on Saturday night with the family helping out with the dogs.
Oh, yeah, look, he and Holly, our daughter, she's only 13. I needed a hand. We had kicks in and, you know, it was raining, and Holly and I emptied him out and Ben kenneled them all. So, he when he's not riding, he's always home, you know, helping with the dogs, and he loves the dogs, and, you know, he'll always have a passion for dogs, no matter where. You know, race riding takes him.
Yeah, well, pass on our congratulations to him, mate, and well done to you on, as I said, it was a super Saturday night for you, and let's hope it continues next week in the Group 1 Hume Cup final.
No worries. Thanks, Mark.
Jason Thompson there, and as I said, big night for him, but a bigger day on Sunday with Benny riding the winner of the Sale Cup in the shape of first course. Well, we had Lismore Greyhounds resume last Tuesday night after floods devastated the track earlier this year. Online now from the Chase newspaper is Albert Gleeson. Good morning, Albert.
How are you, Duke? How are you, buddy?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. We had four heats of the Group 2 Lismore Cup last week. Machali Mia ran 29.48. Master Jackpot, 29.49. Maya Mahi Mahi running 29.61. And Lady Abigail ran 29.68. As I said, that was the first night back, and the track is absolutely on fire, with Machali Mia running 29.48, 3/10 inside the old track record. What have they done to the track that it is now racing so quick, Albert?
Well, Duke, they put a new camber on the track, which is a bit of a new expression for me, but apparently it's like just banking the track. And, mate, at the moment, the track, they put beautiful new sand down, and the track looks magnificent. I called in and had a look at it yesterday when I come down. And, mate, it's dead set 4 to 5 tenths quick. And, you know, the old days, if they broke 30, Duke, as you know, it was an aeroplane run. And I know Major Jackpot's a very, very, very fast dog, but to run 29.48s and 29.49s...
It's unheard of, isn't it?
It's unheard of. And put it in perspective, like, I know you just spoke to Jason for that long. I'd hate to think what dogs like Pop the Cork or as a Zambora Brocky would run. Mate, they'd run about 29.2.
Yeah, it is. But it's still a safe racing surface as well.
Absolutely beautiful. They've done a magnificent job because, as you just said, mate, they've had terrible bad luck with floods and all sorts of stuff. And mate, I went to Canamble 3 weeks ago and I called in at Lismore on the way through and I thought their 50s have been racing in a couple of weeks, and they were going to race the week before the cup and had a bit of bad luck with the lure, and then they put the heats around the other night and the times they're running, like, I know Andrew Monaghan's got a real good stay called AB Canaby. He runs 36.80, and to put that in perspective, like Queen Lauren, as you know, she was an absolute champion of Hawkos. She just broke 37, and for AB Canaby and Appetite to come out and run 36.80 and 36.79, that just goes to prove how quick the track just is, Duke, you know?
Yep, and the final will be held on Tuesday night. Machali Mia has come up with box one. She's $2.30. Maja Mahi Mahi at $5.50 from box two. Trip in box three at $14. Lady Abigail at $21 from box four. Split Image finds herself in another group final. She's $6 from box five. Fabulous Bill for Billy Elson from box six is at $10. Major Jackpot for Robbie Cook at $4 from box seven. And Aston Ebert, the outsider in the field for Jeff Grimwood, from box eight at $26. I thought Machali Mia was really good, and she had to be to run 29.48. But to me, the run of the heats was Major Jackpot. Missed the start two or three lengths, Albert, and then just absolutely flew around the outside of the field.
Well, mate, as you know, I'm probably me and Cookie and Terry Kincott that owns Desire, Smooth Fancy. We're probably his three biggest fans. But, mate, he done the same in the Grafton Cup here. He looked an absolute moral from the eight box. He was drawn as a first reserve. and he got a run, and he ran 22.74, I think, from memory, and he came out stone last that night. But then in the final, he came out second, and he sailed up alongside a dog of Stephen Keep's, a very, very fast dog. He sailed alongside him, and he only ended up just getting up and winning. But, mate, if he comes out in the final, good luck to the rest. But you just got to get him to come out, and as... You know, the night we were at the Meadows, Duke, for the rookie rebel and the Tim Lee, it was an absolute tragedy down there one night. And as we know, he trialled very, very fast. And Bobby Cook told me that night that when he trialled him, his first section was as nearly as good as Fernando Bale's before he trialled him. So no disrespect to the rest. I don't think them dogs have run that time.
He does need to come out, but he's probably going to get a little bit of cover with Fabulous Bill drawn inside him, who is a good beginner and wants to hunt to the fence. But, you know, in a race like this, particularly at that Lismore track, you want him to come out. And don't forget, he is a 29-12 winner at Sandown Park. Albert, you're putting Major Jackpot on top?
Absolutely, mate. For reasons I've just said, huge respect for Charlie Meyer, and I know she's been very good to you, the bitch, over the course. And, mate, she's got a beautiful draw, and Mitch Northfield take a bow, because 4 weeks ago she started 6-4 and ahead of the Casino Cup and got beaten. I thought, oh, geez, what's happened to this bitch? But, mate, being Northfield's, as you know, the tremendous trainers, obviously he's got a ride again. And I tell you, mate, I've got a huge respect for Charlie Lamb's bitch, Mahi.
It's not easy to say, Albert, don't worry.
Yeah, mate, she's run 22.2 at Maitland, 24.99 at Maitland and 29.39 at the Gardens. As you know, Duke, that's aeroplane pine. So I've got a huge respect from her. So, for what it's worth, mate, I'm tipping 7-1-2, but as you know, I'm an awful judge. to state the obvious, if Major Jackpot comes out, I think he'll win. But he's hit and miss. But I do think he's the fastest dog in the race, and he's got a beautiful draw. Like, he's desperate for a wide box.
Yeah.
And it's a tremendous feel. Like, Lisa and Joe should be congratulated. Like, Split Image, you know, just won a big race in Brisbane. Darren Russell's dogs won classic race.
Yeah, it's a terrific field.
It's a terrific field for a country cup, and it is worth $40,000. Yeah. Winner, unbelievable prize money, mate. It's just a tremendous. They should be so proud, the Lismore track, for getting such a good field.
You're not wrong. Albert Gleeson from the Chase newspaper. Thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds this morning, mate.
Thank you very much, Duke.
Okay, from one Gleeson to another, Albert to Dave. Dave Gleeson is the owner of Shimmer Song, who ran the fastest time of the six heats at Geelong last Friday night in the Group 2 Geelong Cup. Good morning to you, Dave.
How are you, Mark?
I'm very well, thank you. Shimmer Gooney, who was a former top-class stayer, she's really starting to leave a mark as far as a brood bitch is concerned, and Shimmer Song is just one of these, and on Friday night, she was very good. She did have conditions made to suit, with a good beginner in Bears Gold insider and a vacant box outsider, but she still had to put the time on the board, Dave.
She sure did, Mark, but hopefully this Friday night, I think there's one dog with a bit of speed on the inside of Alpha Hermes, and I think he might be able to drag her across, because the dog drawn outsider came out pretty slow on Friday night.
Slick Master, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think there's exhilarating pace in the race, so I think that she's going to be in the right posse just to mow them down.
She's been unlucky throughout her career, Dave. She ran second in the maturity behind Kilty Express. She finished in the placings behind American Monster and Aston Bolero in the Group 2 Shepparton Cup. She was a finalist in the Group 1 Adelaide Cup as well.
Yeah, she... She has been a bit stiff in the maturity. I really think she should have got the money. She was just stiff in the wrong spot at the wrong time, and she gave him about 6 length start off the bottom of the back straight and only got beat a neck.
We saw Shimmer Bar go around, which is a half to Shimmer Song. Shimmer Bar is by Barcia Bale at a Shimmer Gooney. He had only had 5 starts on Saturday night. He went around in a free-for-all race, and he brained them as well.
He did. He was amazing, wasn't he? And the conditions were shocking. As we know, Mother Nature intervened, and the rain never stopped all afternoon and all night, and it absolutely belted before the latter part of the program at the Meadows, but didn't seem to worry him. He just picked them up and put them down.
Yep. Okay. Shimmer Song's got box 4 on Friday evening in the Geelong Gold Cup final, currently quoted at $4.50. I'll tell you what tickles my fancy, mate. Shimmer Song is $61 to win the Melbourne Cup in the all-in market. I'm going to head down to my local tab and have something on her at those prices. I think that's enormous value about her. I know they've got to win a heat and they've got to get through to the final, but she's $61. I think she's outstanding value.
Yeah, well, I think she is too. And you never know, Shimmer Bar's going over to Sandown on Thursday and he's going to run in a prelude next week. So he doesn't know that he's only 20 months old.
You're not wrong. Mate, best of luck with Shimmer Song in this Friday night's Geelong Gold Cup final.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you.
Dave Gleeson there, a gentleman who's been involved in greyhound racing for a long time. Go back to the likes of Rel Louise, who he had, and he's certainly owned and trained some very, very smart greyhounds. So too has this man, one of my favourite trainers to speak to on Going Greyhounds, Jason McKay. Good morning, Macca.
Yeah, Duke, thanks for having us, mate.
Gee whiz, Ando's Mac. I know it's very hard for trainers taking good dogs off other good trainers, but Ando's Mac was formerly prepared by Brett Bravo. He was transferred into your kennels at the owner's request. He's run on Saturday night to run 29.65 in the semi-final of the Vic Peters Classic. It was outstanding.
Yeah, exactly right, Mark. He looks like he's wearing foolproof at the moment, which is great for these bigger races. Times have changed a bit now. You've got to try and win the race if you can from the box to the winning post. He looks as though he's working that out, Mark. He's a real, real safe beginner, and he's got high speed when he hits the ground. He's got real good bend speed, and he's quite strong too. So at the moment, he's ticking all the boxes, mate.
His last four starts at Wentworth Park, I think he's run 5.45 to the first mark on three occasions and 5.41 the other time. Look, you look at box six and you think, it's probably not the greatest draw, but I've pored over the tapes. Mr. Twister, your other greyhound, we'll talk about in a moment. He wants to probably hunt towards the fence, and Reviewer, he just wants to get off the track. Whereas Ando's Mac, he'll run a straight line and then get across to the fence at the first turn. Is that the way you see the start, Jace?
That's 100%, Mark. What we're looking at there is one and two's notorious slow out the boxes. Three and four can begin, but they're a little bit hit and miss, but the hiccup for three and four is Mr. Twister will go left at box rise, which is good for Ando's Mac. He'll go nice and straight to seven, no crasher, which is a bonus. And the eight, a mate of mine, young Mark Began's dog, he's sort of well boxed out there, but he lacks that initial pace. So I think the six is not great in most of your big races, Mark, but I think it's where he's at this stage of his career, it's not too bad for him, mate.
And he's got experience on his side as well, Jase. He's had 25 starts, 13 wins, and we know he was a very good dog in Melbourne when Brett had him. I think he threw him in a heat of the Warrnambool Cup after only probably half a dozen starts, and he's really taken to Wentworth Park, which can be a track dogs take a long while to get acclimatised to.
Yeah, exactly right. I think he's a little bit different to most on this bloke. When he's right, he likes all tracks, tell the truth, but he has took a liking to Winnie, and just the key to it is with all dogs and all big races is getting nail on the start, and he's become good at that, and has put him in good stead for every race he's going in, tell the truth.
Mr. Twister's drawn box five. He's the second of your chances. Five starts, five wins by collision out of that top bitch double twist. He just continues to improve as well, Jase.
Mark, 21 months of age, I can't sort of go back too far and think his first couple of starts was in that big maiden at the Gardens, and he won that. I eased him up a little bit, let him mature a little bit, and he resumed him, and he won there and run 29.58, which is not too bad, and then took him to winning without only one post to post and stepped him straight into the Group 1 stuff, and he went super in his heat and just as good the other night, Mark. You could see when he went through the pen, he's only run the 29.94 the other night, but
his run home was good, mate.
Yeah, he's strong. He won't be running him down. He's nice and strong. But when he got behind that, the three, Mr. Tux, going through the catching pen, he didn't know if to go around it, under it. He waited. He just bided his time and then got to the 600 mark and beyond it, and he took over. But nice little pup, very young, very immature, but he's going to want to go to the fence. It's just where they go when they're young. They want to head in there, and that's what he's going to do, so if he can clear the inside division, he's a massive chance as well.
Yeah, he's $12. I think I'm definitely going to save. I took $6 Ando's Mac in the all-in market before the semi-finals, which was ridiculous odds. Who's the best of you two? Mr. Twister's drawn five, Ando Mac's in six.
Mark, I just think in time the five could end up in Ando's Mac later on, but where we're at the moment, you can't buy experience, mate. This dog's had a stint in Victoria, and coming back to New South Wales, that stands him in great stead, and super confident. He's working the place down. He's right on top of his game. I think he's the one to beat.
Good on you, Jace. We'll catch you trackside on Saturday night for the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic.
Thanks a lot, Duke.
Jason McKay there, and Ando's Mac now $2.70 with tab.com.au. Mr. Twister at $12. Second pick in the market, Benteke, who's had four starts out of box one for four wins, and he is $3 and second pick in the market. In the latest news, before we go on Going Greyhounds this morning, Swimming Goat, the New Zealand champ, he won his 22nd race straight last Thursday afternoon. He's now won 28 out of his last 29, all at Addington over the 295 metres. The shootout field will be announced on the Catching Pen tomorrow night. Nominations at this stage include Outside Pass, Blazing Bomber, Worm Burner, Dundee Osprey, Ritzeleni, Ando's Mac, Jezalenko, Zambora Brocky, Yanong, Unlawful Entry, and Benteke. Absolute cracker. They've got to get that field down to just four runners, Cozzy. At the boxes on Wednesday night, Jamie Ennis's best bet last week won at $14. Whoa. Grace Indemma, it got up. And Timmy Newbowl's best bet was Ando's Mac for the second week in a row. It also saluted after they bet $2.20. It started about $1.60. So for all the punters out there looking to get the early mail as far as the big greyhound races are concerned, at the boxes every Wednesday night on Sky Racing 2 at 6 p.m. I'm heading to Orange on Thursday night to host a fundraiser up there for the Fair Go Committee. Really looking forward to that at the Orange Convention Centre. So if you haven't got your tickets for that, contact Sandra Spratt, but it's going to be a big night. And then we're going to go to Geelong on Friday, back to Wenny on Saturday, and asleep on Sunday, Cozzy.
I reckon you might.
Good on you, mate.
Duke. Talk to you soon.